Welcome back to the Two Guys I'm Chris Show. Biggie has just pointed something out. I had the exact same thought. Now, here we are days before the election. And we're a battleground state here in North Carolina, so we're getting a lot of political advertising from the top all the way down. Biggie said he's right. Here's what you get in commercial breaks. You get political, 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 Bojangles chicken and biscuits, political, 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 Windows, political, political. I mean, yeah. It's just like Trump, then Harris, then governor, then, you know, attorney general and all that. And what they do to you, people don't know if you don't have a Bojangles around where you live. They did this to me 4 years ago.
Yeah, their ad campaign now is attention getting.
Yes.
It's a clucking chicken.
At the beginning, they're a chicken and biscuit franchise. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of it, you get the... So 4 years ago, the powers that be came to local radio and television personalities and said, would you do a commercial to tell people not to get together for the holidays because of the COVID pandemic?
We need you.
And I said, are you sure?
You can't be
me.
Me.
You can't be me.
You know, and I had had COVID 2 months earlier, and that's when there was no vaccine or anything. This was October of 20, that's when I had COVID. They came to us in like November to get people to stay away from each other for Christmas. And in fact, the guy on the TV commercial, the director said, tell your story. And I said, what story?
I tried to kill my coworkers first with it. I have a very large, obese coworker who was told not to get it in any way. And I tried to give it to him.
Cut.
All right, here, I got it.
I'm a horrible human being. I don't know why I've been selected.
Cut!
My coworkers all tested negative when we had a case in the building, and I thought, I'll just lie about going to get a test and tell them I'm negative.
How do we get this guy?
Who is this guy? Bobby? Is this the guy? He said, we got really serious. He goes, you're a survivor. I said, of what?
Ooh,
he goes, COVID. He goes, COVID. I said, oh, God, that's right.
Well, that's true. People were dying.
Oh, yeah. I had a very mild case.
Mild. Your first case was mild.
Very mild. I've had it three times.
Yeah.
So, and I, as Two Will Hardo will surely point out, and I was vaccinated every time, got the booster, all that stuff, full disclosure, I got it three times. But each case was fairly mild, the first one especially. So when the director said,
you're a survivor,
I was like, what are you talking about?
Who? You mean the show?
No,
the band?
But when I did the public service announcement to get people to not stay around for the holidays, they backed me up with a Bojangles commercial. So I don't think it had the gravitas that it needed.
No, it kind of made you look foolish.
Together. It's what we all want to be for the holidays. But it's even more important to be healthy. Practice social distancing. To stay safe, we must stand strong. Together.
Hey, get a biscuit. Two-piece and a thigh.
Who schedules this?
Yep. And now they're doing it to
the politicians.
The politicians.
So now.
So it's really serious.
Awful. Oh, yeah.
Rape kits laid around for years.
My stepfather molested me.
You're just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible.
You know who ended Roe v. Wade.
Kamala Harris wants to pay for inmates to get their genitals changed.
They should at least change it to kind of a questioning Picard.
Oh, not really.
Inmate sex changes?
Like, what?
That's great advertising.
Terrible timing. They'd at least move it around a little.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? It's unbelievable.
I hemorrhaged for 3 days.
What?
These commercials are so depressing. Yeah. More than they ever have been.
White person was murdered by a brown person. Thanks, Kamala.
Have you tried our new wings? No. No, I have not.
Awful, awful advertising.
Yeah.
If I was Bojangles, I'd be like, what?
You surround me with all this? Can you position us a little different?
Can't you put us next to the drug commercials?
Something.
Or the change your shower in one day commercials?
Yeah. Like the boner commercial or something. Nothing. No. Right next to these awful political advertisements. Yeah. And they are really depressing. When I see, and it's 90% of the advertising on TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. But I think they get, each year, I think they get more and more, like, depressing, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like...
Well, and I'll tell you, being in a battleground state, like you said, makes
yeah.
a world of difference in what you see.
Totally. When I grew up...
That'd be interesting, yeah, to see what people see in California
yeah, you're right.
or New York or Texas.
Yeah, I've seen comments from people who are like, oh, really? I don't see it. And it's like, here, it's all the time.
Well, I've lived it, because when I was growing up, we were solid Republican. There was no doubt that George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan were winning North Carolina, where we are. And so we'd see the senatorial ads and the gubernatorial ads, but never the presidential. Mm. But then Clinton won North Carolina. And then by the time it came around to George W. Bush, and certainly since, we've really seen them. Mm-hmm. The last few times you really see those ads. And they are more and more depressing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know really. I guess it's pretty good advertising. The race here between, we have one between Mark Robinson and Josh Stein for governor. And I think a lot of people think that the Stein ads were so effective early. I don't even know why he still runs them. I feel like it's over. I feel like that race is over.
Well, Robinson kind of went. You know, his campaign kind of went dark for a while because of the CNN bombshell report.
He's got a lawsuit.
But he is back. Mm-hmm. I think he's back on the trail, and he's suing CNN and suing the video clerk who said he was in his porn shop
24/7.
That's a lot of porn.